The Big Red Couch, a podcast about making role-playing games. A group of GMs and players draw ideas from the mystery box and bring their game pitches to you. In which our heroes draw a card.
Remove one cubit, really?
Remove one cubit in honor of the god to which the temple is dedicated.
What? Where does it lost that?
Oh, right.
But the thing.
Anyway, welcome back to the Big Red Couch.
This is the drawing for episode 17?
I believe so, yes.
17.
So who wants to put their hand in the box of we're not really sure?
I'll do it.
Yay! The box is pre-shooken, but I can spread things out a bit just for the sound effect.
No, I think we're good, and the cabinet is really loud.
It is.
How did the audience know that we're completely impartial, dedicated to fairness and all things?
Okay, I believe I am holding one single card.
You are holding one card.
Okay.
There's something written on it, even.
Oh, wow. This one.
Uh-huh.
What's written on this card is, a message from the Queen.
Yay!
Meow, meow, meow. So, this one is one of mine, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
This relates to a song and music video by Wax Mannequin. So I guess this is going to be a little bit interesting. And to really track what's going on, I guess you'll have to follow the link in the show notes.
Yep.
Okay.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
We are through the looking glass here, folks.
Well,
we are.
Not yet.
This
but
was
we
us
will
trying.
Be.
Yeah, I think this was us trying to throw ourselves curveballs, so...
Guess it worked.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we come up with.
See you next time. Or in 10 minutes from now when you listen to this.
Some days later...
Why am I reminded of that story about the mice bragging in a bar? Yeah? Three mice bragging about how tough they are, and one of them's talking about the whole thing of, when I'm done drinking this gnat's piss beer, I'm going to go home. Take a couple of shots of rat poison, you know, just to lull me off to sleep. Other one is saying, oh, well, when I get back, I'm going to do my standard workout routine, you know, 200 reps with the rat trap. Yeah. And the third mouse just gets up and starts to leave. And the other two are sort of looking at me, yeah, pansy. Oh, you guys can stay here and brag all you want. I'm going home to fuck the cat.
And with that...
Let's not use that as an intro.
We're totally using that as an intro. Welcome, listener, to the Big Red Couch, where Greg is making a rictus of fear right now.
It's true. We are like this most of the time.
When we're semi-conscious.
I'm barely conscious.
So, the card that was drawn was a message from the Queen. Song, meow, 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 meow.
It should be pointed out that this episode probably won't make a lot of sense to you if you haven't watched it. However, the YouTube video for this song, if there is any luck at all, will be in the show notes directly underneath the picture of the card.
We promise. This may not be a good promise.
Well, we'll try. There may be an apologetic scribble saying, yeah, I can't figure this crap out.
At the very least, there'll be a link.
Indeed.
So, who's got ideas?
I have an idea.
Well, this entire mess is your fault, so you
How
should
is it possibly
that.
My fault?
Because you found the song, you put the card in the box.
Actually, finding the song would be Exhibit B over there.
Hey! I was about to accuse you of being responsible for Canada, so I'm dismayed by this turn of events.
So Ben found Wax Mannequin for us. Okay.
I believe so.
Did okay.
I? I think so. There was something about listening to it every morning and walking around the house meowing the final verse.
Meow, 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 meow. He does it in such a hating tone of voice in the song. It's angry mewing.
This is a man who understands cats. The cats are full of anger and hate.
Indeed.
Also fur and...
Fuzz all the way through.
Okay, well, I can kick off because I actually did come up with something.
Okay.
Unlike apparently everybody else, which is a little worrying.
I got things.
We could just delay and record next week.
Get on with it.
Okay, fine. I decided to go with taking the song and indeed a chunk of the video absolutely literally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I figure setting-wise, yeah, it will work for a variety of settings, but I'm thinking sometime before the advent of the automobile.
Uh-huh.
Simply because...
Carriages.
Mm-hmm. I am thinking that it probably works well as the kickoff to a story, whether that is a one-shot or a campaign, I'm not sure. It would really depend on how you wanted to do it. But a messenger arrives at somebody's house during a storm
mm-hmm.
with a message. The messenger is kind of bashed up,
Well, for one thing, he's got a giant hammer mark in his head.
For example, hearing a message from the Queen. I suspect this is not the Queen of England or Spain or anywhere else. I suspect this is the Queen of a somewhat more unusual realm.
Okay.
And I kind of like the idea that this message is for this person who probably knows nothing whatsoever about why they've been contacted.
Okay.
Why they, or why this household?
Call to action!
It's very much the call to action. It's shades of global frequency with the, we have gone and selected the person we want.
Oh, thank God. I was worrying it was going to be the more Call of Cthulhu, there is a lawyer on the front stoop.
Oh, God, no. No. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking that, taking it completely literally...
An uncle you've never heard of has just died.
Yeah, that's the standard thing for Call of Cthulhu here. Died and left you some property. We sell it. Yeah, sight unseen. Don't care.
Keep the jewellery.
Yeah.
No, sell that too.
Yeah. Melt everything, including the house.
Then we never leave our house again.
So, call to action, you were saying.
Yeah, it is the call to action. The Queen was on her way to visit this person herself.
She wanted to see you so bad.
Indeed. However, there is a storm. Clearly this storm is affecting the real world. It's probably a great deal nastier since it's a tempest.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever the heck she's from. And the carriage is lost. One of the messengers, possibly a footman,
mm-hmm.
possibly just a message has been passed from person to person, who have finally got it to you. And now your job, first of all, is to try to find out what the hell is going on and where the Queen is.
And also why the messenger won't stop meowing.
And why the messenger won't stop meowing. Possibly it's the Queen of Cats, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, the Realm of Fairy thing is kind of a gimme in this one. There's something I had been thinking. There are lyrics in there to do with embrace the sweet beauty of the morning sun and the glory of the day. Which makes me wonder if you've got, rather than a sort of winter and summer court situation, you possibly have day and night courts.
Ah.
Making things a whole lot nastier.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
The people presiding over the night court, played by Dave Barry.
Har, har, har.
In the context of fairy, that could be scary.
Indeed.
Well, basically, he's a satyr.
I've derailed this idea, I'm sorry.
Indeed.
It's what you do. It's your job. So, yeah, I think that's basically it. I think it's a call-to-action setup where probably, given that you've got a group of players, it's the group of people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to do sort of spooky, convenient timing thing, they are there for a dinner party. If you sort of set the thing prior to the invention of the London Constabulary, then they're all overnight guests as well, simply because it ain't safe to travel at night, which makes this guy turning up with a message so much scarier. And the whole situation just a little bit more threatening.
Mm.
And now read on.
Yeah, very cool.
Hmm.
The Queen of the Day, or the Queen of Days, is out there somewhere in the night in a tempest. She's not sure where she is. She needs some help.
Indeed. That's very cool.
Do all sorts of things for
that. I watched that music video over and over again, and I could make neither head nor tail of it. So that done making sense of nonsense really quite well, I think.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's something I do in my professional capacity.
Oh, okay, so that's more of a 3 to 4 shot, or it's getting you into the world, it's an introductory scenario.
I mean, it's either a very punchy one shot,
yeah,
because depending on how you want to set it up, it's possible that the mere fact that the messenger has come to talk to you now makes you a target.
Mm.
Interesting.
So it's possible that this messenger turns up. Sure, there's the longer story of the Queen wanted to give you a message. Mm. And indeed, in the course of the video, I'm not sure we ever actually find out what the hell the message was.
No.
Or possibly the message is the bit that's been meowed. Translation is your problem.
So you have to find a translator.
Yeah.
Or something. Or possibly you have to find the message, because man's been mugged. Not necessarily by a human.
Nice.
If he's been jinxed so that he can't actually say the bit that needs to be said.
Mm.
It needs to be... Yes, it's possible that they need...
He may just be savagely concussed.
He may just be savagely concussed, but yeah, the idea that whenever he tries to tell you the message, all that comes out is meows, because there's something else that has to happen first.
Mm. Yeah, or you're not the right person for the message, so
you
won't hear it.
You need to prove that you are.
So all sorts of neat things you can do with this. If we said it in modern times with Changeling,
yep,
or something like it, though not using the system ever again, you could do something like the music video itself is the message from the Queen.
Oh.
Well, in exactly the same context, just what the fuck is going on.
So the person for whom it's designed, or anyone Fae listening to that.
Mm. Or correctly Fae, yeah.
Or correctly Fae will hear not meowing, but...
But the message.
But the message.
Mm.
That was kind of the idea that I'd been toying with, the notion that the setting would be a, not quite bleakly dystopian, but a future of long, unending corridors and screens and the sterile environment. And that video is literally the introduction into the story. That is actually a door into something else, some sort of revolution, some sort of attempt to break out of this grey world. I just saw the new trailer for the new Stanley Parable game, which is probably affecting my thought processes there.
Okay, what's the Stanley Parable?
It was a source mod with where ridiculous things would happen. You would be instructed to get up from your shabby little desk and go down the corridor,
mm-hmm.
and you'd end up in a dead-end room, and then go back, and then the corridor was different.
Another dead-end room.
And the voiceover is commenting on your somewhat futile attempts to make sense of the world in a rather dry...
So you're a rat in a maze, and you're aware of being a rat in a maze.
Yeah, and the running commentary is you're stuck in it, because the commentary was quite interactive with the things you were trying to do.
Okay, so with your idea, the message from the Queen video is the door into something that's different from that
world? It would be like the visit that Neo gets in The Matrix or something like that. Kind of the attempt to break it out of the sphere. And it,
again, the call. We call him the real Joseph Campbell. Call to action.
Indeed, that's what I was kind of thinking. And the idea is that the Queen in question might be somebody styling themselves as Queen Mab.
Mm.
The
Which explains the kind of creepy fairy queen haunting the guy.
Does she kind of look like Sandra Bullock, but kind of... on a lot of something. It's got a vaguely bleary expression. That's a very odd look in the video.
Mm-hmm.
She gets really into the meowing, though.
And waving the wand around.
And waving the little wand around, yes.
The idea that is a message, it's a gateway to break out of a oppressive dystopia, possibly through the venue, through the avenue of madness. But
right.
Well, with your idea, you could do it... I like the idea of the punchy one-shot. I like the idea that there's kind of multiple phases to it, because you've got the figuring out what's going on, possibly finding the missing person, translating what's going on, if that's going to help you find them or not. There's kind of different ways that you can attack it.
If you want it to be a little more coercive, it could be that encountering the messenger from the Queen, or encountering the message, in my thing, is something that pulls you out of the world as it is, like Peter Mayhew's encounter with Dor in Neverwhere.
Mm.
Once you've seen it and chosen not to ignore it, you start seeing...
You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
So your perception filters start to fail, and acknowledging such things, kind of, you sacrifice a degree of safety.
To use your reality blindness, as the people from Skinhorse would have it.
Mm.
Yes. Did that dog just call me a pinhead? So that's Craig's idea.
That's Craig's idea, and possibly a slice of Ben's idea.
That was
as
far as I'd sliced it so far. So.
When you're saying gateway, are you meaning... Because whenever you say that, I keep remembering that aha video with somebody getting dragged into and then out of a comic book. Is that the kind of gateway you mean, or are you thinking of it more as
interesting.
A kick into action kind of?
I don't know. I would always be tempted to make the act of revolution possibly just the party collectively losing their minds.
So something in one of the more indie systems would...
Oh, yeah, probably.
Everyone falls into everyone is John, kind of.
That could be, yeah, if you really want to take the inspiration from the Stanley Parable or something. The aha video is an interesting thing of what's actually going on here. Is somebody falling into a coma, or is somebody just really having a psychotic break in a diner? Plus, we really have to link to the literal music video with... Band montage.
That is true. It is a necessity. I'm hoping that we don't also have to link to the Rick Astley.
Well, we do now, because you mentioned it.
Yeah, but there's always a chance that whoever edits it will choose to cut that out to make things easier on me.
Yeah, glowering at the microphone is really going to make that happen.
Yeah,
it might.
Okay, so... I suppose that makes it my go, maybe?
Yeah,
okay. I had nothing for this for the longest time, and I came up with something in the car last night while we were driving somewhere. I forget where. It came to me that the important part of the video might in fact not be the people singing, because that first stanza, this is a message from the Queen, this is a message to you from the Queen, might be sort of cluing people into that this is actually a cipher for a wider code. And I noticed... that the wallpaper in the background changes at really odd intervals. as does the lighting. And I wondered if what one is supposed to do is know what other video this is referencing and take a note of the time signatures where the wallpapers change, the time signatures where the lights change, and that will give you words for your code.
It's like a book code.
Yeah, I thought basically, what if we've just broken into an ARG or a or somebody's game of Majestic? And that was as far as I went.
So, I like it.
Yeah.
It almost certainly links into the George Harrison Set on You video, which has a very, very similar decor, shall we say.
Ooh, interesting. See, I was thinking something like a Queen's Address or something.
Oh, it would almost certainly link into Queen's Address as well. I mean, if we're going... Yeah. I'm just thinking purely on that sort of decor, you could also link in Electric Six's Danger High Voltage. I'm not sure why you would want to, but...
Why wouldn't you?
There's some very interesting words in that. I'd like to see what the message comes out as.
Okay. So, what are the players doing in this
I hadn't
context?
Actually come up with a game. That was as far
going,
as I got.
Going quietly insane on YouTube.
If it's a, if it's an ARG, it's possible that what you're looking for is something on YouTube that looks enormous but is a shitty little video. So most of the data isn't visual. Or you're looking for a... Yeah, it's a rabbit hole, so it could be anything. That's assuming it's an ARG. If it's a set game, like, for instance, Majestic, then if you're the player it's designed for, then you'll have a code book or you'll have the thing to which the video refers. So that'll be easier.
Clue me in regarding Majestic?
It was a proto-ARG where you could basically sign up to be a spy. Hmm. And you'd give people your home and work phone numbers and ways to contact you. And correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin.
No,
basically, you would drive the people that you worked with crazy because you'd start doing mad, nonsensical things in response to a fax.
It was basically, you signed up to the game and it was a subscription fee thing.
Yeah.
But basically, the game did a good job of connecting you with people who said they were other players.
Yeah.
And some of them were. And some of them weren't.
Yeah.
And so you got connected to people who were more experienced than you and people who were less, so you had to clue in. And one of the things the
and
game...
some of them would be puppet masters.
Some of them would be the puppet masters, yes. But they'd also vanish. So that you could get things where somebody says, I found out something really interesting, do you want to meet up and talk, and just never show up.
Right.
Which led to a certain degree of paranoia, and there are these stories about people who played the game, and there was somebody else who was really getting into this, and they had he had friends working in the same office as him who found out about this, and they had a friend who was tamping at a building across the street who took a laser pointer and after this guy's mentor had vanished and ran at him through the window towards him, and he panicked and fled the building and a few days later and was ranting about how they'd set up everything, hadn't they, even the bullshit at the Mexican border. And they're like, we did what? We thought we'd gone too far, man. Seriously, what did you do? But it was a thing. But it even started in a really interesting way in that you had everybody who signed up for this game, and then there was an announcement that the game was cancelled and that refunds were an offer, were going to try to be arranged, but that basically the company was bankrupt because it had burned down, the building that it housed, and there'd been a fire and everything else. It was just, you know, we're really sorry, game over. After 3 hours of that, an email went out saying, don't listen to them, they're hiding something. And that was where the game started.
Right.
So it's kind of this game of exploring what had happened to the game.
Okay.
And then the September 11th attacks happened and they shut it the hell down.
Right. Because acting squirrely at that stage...
Well, it was also, you know, people investigating an attack on a building.
Yeah.
It was not seen as tactful in those circumstances.
No.
And passing codes and acting oddly.
Yes.
Was probably going to waste someone's time, possibly in sunny Cuba.
I can do a rant about the effects of September 11th on ARG culture, but I won't. So, yeah, it was a thing.
We'll turn it into a bonus episode.
That no one will listen to because it would be me ranting about academic stuff.
I'm sure there's a market for this stuff.
Yeah, bound to be.
Probably.
So yeah, that was my idea.
That's a good idea. I know that idea.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, the fact that it's an ARG thing and that the rabbit holes could be anything means that the genre could rapidly be anything. And that on the one hand makes it difficult to kind of plan what kind of game it might be, but you've also got a lot of options.
Which is why that was all I had.
I'm wondering whether a system like Don't Rest Your Head or various other Descent into Madness type games would be a good way of going if you went with the RPG rather than the actual ARG.
I know very little about ARGs, so...
Okay, we have an expert.
Everybody stares uncomfortably at Kevin.
That's worrying, then.
No, I think Kev's the only one who was made uncomfortable by it.
I don't know. If it's something that comes up as part of an RPG, maybe we're back to Unknown Armies territory.
Unknown Armies does have the whole fueled by obsession type thing, and ARGs, to my understanding, are all about obsession.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, you couldn't do a one-shot, I don't think, with what you're describing.
The payback for whatever you were setting up would be enough, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It strikes me that it'd be good for a very tightly, I think scripted is the wrong word, but planned campaign. The sort of thing that our friend Andre has run on occasions, where he has, at least as I understand it, a really specific goal for each session.
Okay.
So in the case of something spinning off from that references hidden in a song thing, I could see how you can potentially break a story down to you introduce the song and the idea that the message is there, and then you sort of have some episodes that branch out from that based on the various links, and they just kind of come together at the end.
Mm. Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have waved my hands around as much during that, but...
That was exhausting just watching you.
I will raise only a single digit then and wave that around.
Christ, we're mature.
On the side topic of using music as inspiration for games, I've seen that come up quite a few times in various games. There was a DQ session that was entirely pivoted around the lyrics to Nick Kershaw's The Riddle.
I know so many people who have tried to base games on that one. Also, for the listening audience, DQ?
Dragon Quest. That needs more than I can do in a session to explain it.
Send me some links, show notes, or just a warning sign. And
I think we'll just go with...
Here be grognards.
That's a thing. But I'm still processing that.
It's like NetHack with tabletop games. Run.
Yeah.
Well, that one just kind of sat there. Anyway.
Anywho, The Riddle is a particularly amusing example because... The artist himself is on record saying, no, I had a melody, so I made up a bunch of words. This is literally the sad ramblings of an 80s pop star.
Nice.
Fair enough.
And he owns that. And I have got enormous respect for some. It's also horrifically earwormy, so.
Yeah. And to a certain extent makes you feel a little bit sad. That was a wildly popular song. With no content whatsoever.
Well, the same could be said of almost any song at the time.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. True. I haven't seen if there's a literal music video for The Riddle, but it would probably make more sense than the actual lyrics. Yeah.
Wow. So.
I can talk about my idea. It's a little different in terms of the idea of the message from the Queen is not the call to action, and the entire thing spins off confusion and fuck-uppery and miscommunication. I had the idea of a Kerberos Club game, and this being a particular campaign within it, that you've got Victorian Britain, where there is the Kerberos Club, who are strange people with strange abilities, who, at the start of the century at least, are trying to keep that strangeness under wraps. And they're also all entertainingly reprehensible human beings. And there's a moment in the book John Dies at the end where you've got people passing codes via cell phones such as, and remember, tomorrow is the day we kill the president, which is code for, can you pick me up some cigarettes? And given the whole Kerberos Club vibe and the fact that they claim a connection to Queen Victoria that's nebulous and exciting, but they're quite dedicated to it, the idea of a message from the Queen being code for something completely innocuous or mundane kind of stuck with me. It also spins off, I think, Delta Green, one of the codes for the messages that you might get all started with some kind of thing about you're invited to a night at the opera. As this is serious business, pay attention. So kind of going in the opposite direction because the Cobras Club are fun that way. But the core idea I went with was that you've got people passing this stupid code that they think is funny and that sounds far more portentous than it actually is. I think in club parlance, the phrase posting a package to Lucifer is using the bathroom. I don't know what exactly they think they're doing. It's just that that doesn't matter because the Fae, whose queen is dead, think they're on to something.
They think that this is some kind of cell of human operatives who know that the Queen isn't actually dead.
So you have a bunch of Fae turning up at Kerberan HQ.
Or just haunting the people involved, looking for the truth.
Right.
And...
in which the strange get stranger.
In which the strange get stranger, yes.
So you have her Kerberans being pulled into a search for a different queen, whether they are initially aware of it or not, and trying to figure out why the hell they're being haunted by various Fae.
In a way that makes no sense and spreads madness, confusion, and different rules for reality.
Endgame being, persuade them to go home.
Yes.
Yeah. They're taking entirely too seriously, and it's some sort of titanic event is coming.
Yes, and considering that trying to persuade these dedicated fanatics who have been convinced that their beloved queen was still around, that she's not actually, is going to be difficult when the response to telling them that the queen is dead is going to be something along the lines of Faye tapping the noses and going, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, Canada. Yes, yes, completely on site, yes. Meanwhile, madness, confusion. It actually kind of reminds me of The Cat Returns, of if you've got Faye who have decided that these people are their saviours and who are turning up to help and give them things, and they've got no idea. And it's just causing the exact kind of carnage that they're theoretically trying to stop.
Yep. And they're interpreting every action and thing that they say.
As codes and instructions and messages and what do you mean you didn't want us to steal the crown jewels and...
You told me to get you a sandwich, so I stole the crown jewel. Why would you tell me to get you a sandwich if you didn't want the crown jewels? You even asked for pickle.
Yes.
I told you to get me a sandwich because I was hungry.
Understood.
No, it was the crown. Not the crown of jewels. No.
It's like Archduke of the Austro-Hungary Empire coming right up.
Yeah, exactly. And so just basically that there is no call to action so much as a collection of magically empowered nutters have decided that you're important and want to help you.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That also reminds me of the book Maxie's Demon, where the character gets adopted by, as near as I can recall, an extremely enthusiastic group of...
Hellspawn?
Let's call them... Mercenaries seems harsh. A mob of people who have decided that they are making him their king.
Uh-huh.
And they're leaping in to help.
Uh-huh.
With very little understanding of the modern world.
Right.
But they're very enthusiastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the focus of the campaign would be trying to limit the damage.
And try and find the one sensible one that you can actually talk to figure out how to roll this back. Or maybe even, maybe that's the thing. Maybe the only way that you can actually stop them from causing all this chaos is by somehow making the crazy thing they want happen.
Yeah.
So either you must find their queen or find the corpse of their queen, burial site, whatever.
Or a new queen.
Or a new queen.
Or manage to fake a sufficiently wacky coded series of messages that they've been told, well done, my subjects. You have found the secret that I needed you to find. Now wait for further instructions, quietly, forever. But yeah, just however people wanted to approach it, the kind of the, oh, holy crap, how do we put the toothpaste back in the tube before Europe catches fire?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's nice.
Good.
So we've each put forth what we had. Man, this is going to be a short show. Sorry, guys.
Where are we at with timing?
40 minutes?
It'll shrink down to...
about half an hour?
Yeah. That's not too bad. We've done
one. I can't think of too much more to add and to that one.
Fair enough.
We could tack on the reaction thing.
The Gutterscapes are a group of awesome people with an actual play podcast. Go check them out. Here's a little of what you're in for.
Massachusetts nuts. I hate Massachusetts nuts.
It's not my fault.
I didn't think they really controlled them like that.
I take a fade point for that.
That's funny.
And a key? Do I need a key for anything? Do I need a lucky key? Do I need a little chime ball? Be one of them? Stop snickering! I don't know what I need.
Beer. Oui, monsieur.
Did you by any chance bring any of that dynamite with you?
I did indeed. Sadly, it is in our trunk.
The trunk of this vehicle?
Oui. Does this present a difficulty?
Try the front door.
The front door is locked.
I have a key.
Oh, that'll do.
The Gutter Skypes.
Go to anim5.com or click the link below.
Next time on The Big Red Couch.
The Graboids take Manhattan.
I was wondering if it was one of yours.
Maybe sure it's one of Ben's.
Want to hear more of our shenanigans? Then go to hoarde.net and click on the button that looks like a couch. The Big Red Couch is released under Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported from creativecommons.org. All music on the show comes from the album Universal Fluff Theory by Krakatoa. Visit them at krakatoa.com or follow the link from our page. See you next time!